This is your WOOC Roman correspondent Willie Terry. I'm here at the Equinox annual Thanksgiving dinner at the First Presbyterian Church of Albany. And I have as my guest.
My name is Christina Rajat.
And Christina, we're here at the, this is the Equinox annual Thanksgiving dinner.
That's correct. This is the 49th annual Equinox Thanksgiving community dinner, and we're excited to be at the First Presbyterian Church here in Albany with hundreds of volunteers and hundreds of guests enjoying a wonderful Thanksgiving meal, but also camaraderie and being together and celebrating Thanksgiving and appreciating what we have.
Tell me something, how did you get involved in this?
Yep. I actually work for Equinox. I'm the Director of Development and Community Relations, and Equinox is the coordinating organization that does this, and I've been doing it for 6 years. So we only have two staff members, myself and my colleague Rachel Carey, who oversees this, and it takes us and 3,600 volunteers to make this dinner a reality.
Now, that 3,600 volunteers, is that included the church and delivering the...
Yes. What it is we have, we make 10,000 meals. Of the 10,000, this year 9,600 meals were delivered throughout the greater Capital Region within a 40-mile radius of Albany. The remaining meals, which is about approximately 500 meals, we make as a sit-down dinner for folks to come to the First Presbyterian Church to enjoy.
Where do you get the resources for doing all this?
We're very blessed with this community. The Capital Region community is so caring and generous that we have nearly 300 businesses, organizations, schools, congregations, local farmers that donate most of the food as well as the supplies to make the dinner. But also the community gives cash donations as well to help offset the cost. This isn't a fundraiser, you know, for Equinox. Some people think that. This is a genuine community effort and a community service project. All of us giving back and being thankful.
Now, what effort goes into making the dinner here at the church? What effort do you go into getting that in?
Yep. Well, first, for the food preparation, we prepare all the food, even for the church down at the Empire State Plaza, because OGS, New York State Office of General Services, are gracious to allow us to use their catering kitchens and a lot of their facilities to prep for the meal. So without them, we wouldn't have kitchens big enough to hold that capacity. We start making the food, cooking and prepping with all the volunteers the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and cook right up to last evening and preparing all the pies and everything else that we need for the dinner. So with that said, it takes about, 4 days to make all the food for 10,000 meals. And then we have a volunteer who's a key volunteer who brings all the family style meals for the sit down dinner right up here to the church. And we have many other volunteers too that help serve here. And it's also not only prepping the food, but it's also coordinating and recruiting volunteers to help out. And one good thing is we never have problems getting volunteers. People just enjoy this. And again, being in the community for this long, this dinner, it shows you how cherished it is. And people look forward to helping out and being a part of it.
So give me your perspective on this Thanksgiving Day.
Well, one of the things is that it really warms your heart when you see all the goodness that comes from this. It renews your faith in humankind, especially when you turn on the TV, open the newspaper, or watch online the news, all the tragedies nationwide, but also globally that's going on, to know that there is still goodness there, and to have, especially when the media highlights the goodness, we like getting that word out that this is a great community to be in, and there are a lot of good things going on.
Is there anything like this in other areas like Rensselaer or Saratoga County?
Not to this extent. You have some churches and some other small organizations from different counties that might do a smaller dinner, but this dinner is one of the largest and longest running Thanksgiving dinners in the nation. So we're very pleased to have that badge of honor. But again, it's this community that has made this a milestone of 50 years next year. So without them, we couldn't be this successful in being able to support our community.
So What are some of the other activities that Equinox do during the year?
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you asked that. Everyone seems to know Equinox for the annual Thanksgiving dinner, but 365 days a year, we're in this community providing compassionate services and life-enhancing opportunities to youth and adults that are impacted by domestic violence, substance use disorders, mental health disorders, or just being homeless, or some of our at-risk youth who are growing up amidst poverty and violence, giving them the opportunities, smart kids that want a different life, be on a better path, and being independent and productive individuals. So we do that 365 days a year, so we're very pleased. But again, Equinox couldn't do that alone without this community who embraces our mission and supports us throughout the year, not just at Thanksgiving time.
And in our listeners that are listening, how would they get in contact with you if they want to, volunteer or provide support or just get more information about?
Yeah. Well, if they want more information about Equinox itself, they can go to our website at equinoxinc.org. We also have a Facebook page, Equinox Albany, that they can see all the different things that are going on. On our website, they can donate if they want. There's also volunteer opportunities listed there for throughout the year if there's other types of opportunities. But for the Thanksgiving dinner, if they want to volunteer or request a meal, we have a special Thanksgiving hotline, which opens up usually mid-October. Although we do get some folks that will call in the summer because they can't wait to sign up and leave a voicemail message, and we will get back to them. But the hotline number is 518-434-0131. So whether you want to volunteer or request a meal, that's how they'd get, in touch with us for the Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information.
Thank you.
And I have as my guest, Lori Randall.
Yep.
And Lori, you are from the Capital District?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. And Lori, what's your volunteer duties here today?
Well, I came early this morning for setup, and then as the meal started, just was in the replenishment line, and then came down to the dessert and coffee station to help out here.
Okay. And Lori, how long have you been doing this?
This is my first year.
The first year?
Yes.
And what's the reason that you get up on a 2-degree day to come here?
Well, for me, this year was a challenging year for myself, and so for Thanksgiving, I wanted to give back and do something helpful in the community, and just sort of keep myself humble and thankful that there's always someone else that could use some help as well.
Okay, so you think we'll see you here next year?
Yes, definitely. It's been great.
All right, thank you, Laura. Yeah. What's your name?
Dina.
Dina? And Dina, you're one of the volunteers?
I am.
Right. And how long you been doing this, Dina?
About 27 years.
Oh, that long. Oh. So this event been going on for quite a while.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sure has.
Mm-hmm. And Dina, what is your duties today in terms of volunteering?
I'm kind of doing everything. Whatever they need, I'm doing.
Okay. I see you with the
plates. Yep. Hand out plates, silverware.
And Dina, what kind of food do they serve?
I have mashed potatoes. We've got green beans, carrots. We've got ham, we've got turkey, we got stuffing, and we have gravy. And then we have downstairs, we have what we call Pie Heaven, cookies, pies, brownies, coffee. We have juice, milk.
So it's enough food that Nobody shouldn't be hungry today.
No, nobody should be hungry today. We've been busy today, too.
Been busy. So about how many people y'all serve?
Usually 300 to 400. Mm-hmm. That's about average. I would say probably a little more today.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and ask me anything you want.
All right. What's your first name?
Gail.
Oh, Gail?
Gail.
Oh, okay. Gail, how did you enjoy the meal today?
Okay.
I mean, it was a lot of food?
Yes, it was a lot of food. But the only thing they didn't have that I liked the most is sweet potatoes or yams. I'm not a potato fanatic because I don't like potatoes, so I don't eat them. And the turkey, I can leave it or take it. But the yams, if they had yams with a whole bunch of gravy and vegetables, I'm game with that one.
So you think this is something that very important to the community that they should do every year?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is my second time here. Normally, I wouldn't be here because I've only been in Albany for a year and 10 months. So, yes, it is. It's very blessing that they can do this for the people that don't have anything. And it's good that people can get around and communicate with the other people at the tables and stuff like that. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right. Thank you. And what's your name?
Jack Fish.
Jack Fish?
Yes.
And Jack, you're one of the volunteers?
Yes, I am.
All right. And how many years you've been volunteering for this?
Probably about 6 years now.
Mm-hmm. And Jack, why do you think it's important that we have events like this?
Now, we take care of our friends. We take care of one another. And I think by volunteering, I think that we're doing that, you know.
And about how many people y'all served today?
I think over 200 today.
And they really enjoy the people?
The people really do enjoy it. They enjoy coming in out of the cold, and the food is very good, and they enjoy the volunteers, and the volunteers enjoy them. So.
And what is your volunteer duty today, Jack?
I'm just sort of helping wherever I can, you know, and no specific purpose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so I see you got a lot of helpers, though, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of helpers. And some people come in all day. Some people come in for a couple hours. Whatever they're available for, you know. And they're all appreciated.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Here at the Equinaut Dinner, and I ran across one of the persons that I had interviewed before, a lawyer by the name of
Steve Haymowitz.
Haymowitz. And he's volunteering here at the Equinaut Dinner. And Steve, going to tell me something about this. So, Steve, you said you did it for 10 years?
Yes, I think my wife and I have been, and my kids, one of whom is with me home, is home now, is upstairs wrapping pies. We've been doing this for, I don't know, more than 10 years.
So, for you, this is a family matter.
Yes, yeah.
So, what are your volunteer duties today?
Today, we're just here in what's called Pie Heaven, which is the dessert area of the dinner. And we're just helping people make sure they get, you know, the kind of pie that they want. All of it's already been wrapped up, so all the sanitation and public health stuff is taken care of. And there's little bags here made up of fruit that people, and sometimes cookies that people can take home with them.
Now, I know you're a very political person. So how would you assess the state of the world this Thanksgiving?
I think that, like most people who share the view, that things are pretty fragile and more uncertain than we ever thought. I think this administration is committed to doing the kinds of things that are at complete 180-degree opposites of what most people who are progressive and who care about democracy and care about equality and care about participation and respect and dignity, all of those values are not in fact embraced by this administration. And I think we've seen and are going to see continually the tide turn, both in terms of politics and in terms of law, and moving towards a more rational, more American value-based way of conducting life in this world and life in this community.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me let you get back to your volunteer duties. Yeah. I want to hold you up.
Thanks.
All right. But I'll be seeing you in the workshop.
Yep.